This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the beauty and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are talking with Natalie Bowes, founder and CEO of Kiki Pure and Simple, whose mission is to provide only the healthiest and safest cosmetics and body products for girls and women around the world. Kiki's products are earthly friendly and animal friendly. Kiki Pure and Simple promises to never sacrifice on quality or safety of ingredients to make a profit. Natalie, a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. This is exciting.
Definitely. Good to have you this morning. So how did you start Kiki Pure and Simple, and what made you decide to start a natural products company?
Well, it was easy. My 8-year-old daughter, she was 8 at the time. Her name is Kiki, and the thing is that she wanted to paint her nails every day. And I had spent 25 years in the cosmetic industry, so I knew all the toxic chemicals that they used in the products, and the fact that, you know, nail polish smells, it the smell of it, you have to clear a room typically, you know, when you're painting your nails. And so that the thought of her painting her nails constantly drove me crazy. So I started researching, and, you know, living on an organic farm, I was living and breathing the lifestyle anyways, already making body lotion for her and, you know, some lip products and that sort of thing. So I thought, well, if I can make these things, I should try to make nail polish. So I did a lot of research. It took me about a year and a half to 2 years to do the research part of it. But when I finally found a chemist that would work for me, somebody that could take out all the toxic chemicals, I was thrilled because I thought, wow, finally there's something that she can use. I searched at stores to see what I could find for her that I could buy, and there was simply nothing on the market at the time. Obviously, there is more and more of these companies now, which is great, but at the time there wasn't, so that's how Kiki sort of evolved.
Tell us a little bit about the types of harmful ingredients most skincare and beauty products often contain, and what should we be avoiding?
Well, the top three things that everybody should avoid in nail polish are phthalates. You know, phthalates are a possible trigger of asthma attacks. You know, they are associated with developmental and reproductive effects. You know, they can cause cancer in lab animals. So, you know, I mean, there's all different types of things. That it also is a potent hormone disruptor. So there's no reason that we need to use phthalates. You know, and there's also toluene and formaldehyde. You know, toluene can cause dizziness. It's also in gasoline. You know, it's definitely absorbed through the skin and the nails, and so it's not healthy. And, you know, formaldehyde is a human carcinogen. You know, it gets tricky because sometimes they change the names of these chemicals on labels. Like formaldehyde could be listed as formalin on the label, so you really do have to become your own advocate, and you've got to start reading labels and understanding some of these things. So that's just on the nail side, but you know, in the like the body lotion side, you know, parabens are very harmful. You know, and then you've got sunscreen, you know, you've got PABA and all these other chemicals. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And at the end of the day, we've already used so many different products on our body, from our hair gel, our shampoo, our body lotion, our sunscreen, our deodorant, our toothpaste, all these things. You know, at the end of the day, it all adds up. There are so many different chemicals within each one of these products that we really need to start thinking about what we're putting on our body, because honestly, if you think about it, it could be, you could be coming into contact with several hundred different chemicals each day, and it's not healthy.
Tell us about your non-toxic nail polishes. What makes them non-toxic? What are the ingredients? And your polish color names are very clever, by the way. Tell us some of the names and how you chose those.
We decided, my philosophy is that everything that you put on your body, you should really be able to eat, because our skin is our largest organ, and we're absorbing up to 60% of what we're putting on our body. So we started thinking about these names, and we were looking at these colors, and we thought, you know, let's make it fun, something that people will remember. So the red, we named it Cherry Pie because it's just this brilliant red, and we just thought, how fun is that? And then the Strawberry Shortcake, you know, it looks like a strawberry color. You know, Cotton Candy is a really fun pink, and you know, it's just fun, catchy names that people will remember. And, of course, you know, Kiki has been involved from the very beginning with development, and she's always testing out new products and helping. And so she's come up with a lot of these names as well, and it's just been kind of a fun family project.
Today we are with Natalie Bowes, founder and CEO of Kiki Pure and Simple, whose mission is to provide only the healthiest and safest cosmetics and body products for girls and women around the world here on eHealth Radio's beauty and skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Natalie, talk about your non-toxic nail polish remover and what makes it environmentally safe. And you would never think something like nail polish remover could be healthy for you, but obviously it is.
Well, here's the thing. Most nail polish removers contain acetone, which, first of all, smells very strong. But secondly, it's not necessary to have to use an acetone-type remover to take off our nail polish. Our nail polish is water-based. So a regular nail polish remover wouldn't even take our polish off because it is designed to take off an oily chemical. And so what our remover contains is simply just corn alcohol, vitamin E, and aloe vera. We put the vitamin E and the aloe vera in there to help condition the nail bed so that it's not dried out after you remove the polish. But, you know, it makes a huge difference in the smell and the amount of toxicity level. I mean, it's obviously extremely low.
And tell us about your lotions and sunscreens. It seems like more and more experts are constantly warning about the negative and even deadly effects of the sun. What can you say about your sunscreen and protecting our bodies from the sun?
Well, I'll tell you, there's so much to know about sunscreen these days. Years ago, I didn't even put sunscreen on my kids because I knew how dangerous it was because of all the chemicals that actually were absorbed into my kids' skin, because their skin is actually 30% thinner than adults. But there are two types of sunscreen. There's a chemical-based sunscreen and there's a physical-based sunscreen, or block, I should say. And the ones that contain the most chemicals actually get completely absorbed into the skin. And so I recommend to use a physical block because it's a mineral. We use zinc oxide. That actually sits on the surface of the skin. When you go in the water, it doesn't wash off like a lot of these other products. I mean, yes, we do recommend that you reapply, but you don't necessarily have to because those minerals stay right on top of the skin and they block the UVA as well as the UVB rays. And the fact that those chemicals aren't getting absorbed into the skin is so much healthier. And it is important to wear sunscreen because there is so much, you know, skin cancer that's relevant these days. And so it's really important to protect your skin, but make sure that you're choosing the right type of sunscreen. And so we like to use lots of, you know, really healthy ingredients like sunflower oil and cocoa butter and, you know, coconut oil. And, you know, these things, even jojoba, some of these, you know, common ingredients that we use, they also have really nice natural properties to help block the sun as well. So when you combine that with a mineral like zinc, you've got a wonderful product, and it's very safe.
Well, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Kiki Pure and Simple, obviously to purchase products there as well and to be in potential contact with you online?
Yes, you can go to KikiPureAndSimple.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter as well. We're in, you know, health foods and grocery stores across the country. And you can find us, you can also go online to KikiPureAndSimple.com as well to find a local store near you.
Excellent. And in conclusion, is there any closing advice or a tip that you could share with the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, I think it's important to really read labels, you know, do your own research to protect yourself and your family, but also really find some smaller companies like ourselves that you can trust that will do your homework for you, that show that they have integrity and that they really are truly doing the right things. You know, I mean, I started this company because I wanted to find something safe for my own daughter to use. I didn't like what I was finding on the market, so I just created it myself. I mean, obviously not everybody can do that. However, if you can find some companies that have a good story that you can trust, I think, you know, that makes a huge difference. and understanding where your products are coming from. It's just like our food. We just want to know more about where everything is coming from.
Certainly does make a lot of sense. Certainly appreciate your joining us. Very inspiring as well. We've been speaking with Natalie Bowes, founder and CEO of Kiki's Pure and Simple, whose mission is to provide only the healthiest and safest cosmetics and body products for girls and women around the world. And the website of reference, once again, is KikiPureAndSimple.com. Natalie, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Skin Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.